That is certainly allowable. If the members of the committee have no objection, we will take up 1252.
Thank you. First, I would like to say, people that know me know my area of training is in consensus building and working with volunteers. And so I want to say I had the most pleasant experience this year of bringing two bills to the legislature and then taking them down. I believe in working with the people that these bills will affect. So I've had a wonderful working relationship with the governor's office, the secretary of state, some county auditors, and what you will see in these next two bills are not Kay Davis's bills, but a consensus of all of our ideas and all of our thoughts and all of the things that will be good for the state of South Dakota. So with further ado, I'll continue. The first bill, 1252, is an act to establish a statewide voter registration list and to make an appropriation therefore. Madam Chair, I have two friendly amendments that I would like to pass out and perhaps we can deal with so they can be put on the bill and it can be talked about all in one.
Certainly, Pete. Please feel free to pass those out, Representative Davis.
We will start with 1252FA. Amendment 1252FA simply deletes everywhere in the bill that says lists and inserts file. And then when you get down to page 3, you delete lines 13 through 19 inclusively and insert the county auditor shall maintain and safeguard a file of voters in computer format that contains each person's registered in each voting precinct within the county. This file shall be known as the master registration file and shall be at all times during office hours open to public inspection. However, public access to Social Security numbers and driver's license numbers contained in the master registration file shall be restricted. The master registration file shall contain all information from each voter's registration card except the description of the location of the voter's residence. The master registration file shall also include the date of the last election the voter has registered in and when the voter's information was updated. The master registration file shall also contain additional voter history information. The main reason we changed this, or it was changed, is because it says it shall not include the description, and meaning it, someplace on the voter registration it says if they don't have a street address or a route number, it says 2 miles on highway such and such and 4 miles on county road and on the left side. Well, there's no way to put that into the voter registration master list, and so we are not going to include those kinds of instructions. So would you like to move on that one before I introduce the next one?
I think we'll move them both at the same time, Representative Davis. If you would pass the other one out, please.
This second one does not have a number on it.
That's not a problem. Please okay. Just see that it's passed to both sides. Thank you.
Okay.
Perhaps our counsel from LRC would mention something they've discovered on the amendments. Please, for Representative Davis's clarification.
Okay.
There's been an update to 1252FA, and we have a 1252FB. There is a correction that was identified by the Secretary of State as an incorrect reference. Would that be correct, Chris? And so I have just one additional change to FA that
very
I would
fine.
Suggest, and I can hand that out if you would.
Very fine. Thank you. Could I have a copy also, please?
It's essentially the same thing.
Thank you. Please proceed, Representative Davis.
Would you like to tell us what the change is?
Okay.
Please?
Near the bottom, the fourth line up from the bottom of the first page, it says on page 3, line 5, delete section 12-4-9.1 and insert 12-4-19.1. So we changed it from 9.1 to 19.1. Is that correct, Chris?
Thank you. Okay, the other amendment to House Bill 1252 would be on page 3, line 20, over strike 50. And on page 3, line 21 of the printed bill, over strike 250,000 and insert 200,000. Those are the two amendments. Would you like to deal with those, or would you like me to talk about the bill first?
Please continue talking about the bill. Then we will take the amendments. Okay. It is Chair's intention to probably not act on 1252FA and instead take 1252FB, which does have the correct part, and then we'll act on the second one also. But please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Secretary of State shall establish a computerized system for maintaining and utilizing voter registration list and transmitting voter registration information from each county auditor to the Office of the Secretary of State. I'm not going to go into great detail because I have the experts with me today who will proceed to tell you how this is going to be a real benefit to counties, because it will be at no cost to counties, how it will be a benefit to the Secretary of State's office, and why we should have Bill 1252. So, Madam Chair, with further ado, I will allow the experts to come forward for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Proponents on 52. Nelson.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State's office, and I'd like to echo what Representative Davis said about all the parties really getting together and working this thing through. The original bill doesn't look like anything like what you've got today, and I think we've got a pretty good product in front of you today. In putting this particular system together, we had four particular goals in mind, and I'd just like to run those through you so you understand where we're headed with this. First of all, we wanted to provide easy access to a statewide list of registered voters in the state. So there's one place that a person can go to get a statewide list or a legislative district list, one particular location. Number two, in visiting and working with the county auditors, we begin to understand that the auditors need to remain in control of the official registration list. And so each auditor will maintain the official registration list for their particular county, and the state list will simply be a mirror of that, but the counties will remain in control. The third thing that we discovered in working and visiting with the county auditors is that a number of their registration systems interact with other county systems, be it optical scanning systems for registration cards or GIS systems or other types of systems, and we don't want to disrupt any of that, and so we've been very careful in designing this so that we can leave those existing systems in place. And fourthly, we certainly want to do this in as frugal a manner as possible. With the amendment, we're looking at about $200,000 to do this. I will tell you that very recently the state of Nebraska spent $1 million to do their system. The state of Pennsylvania this year is spending $250,000 to simply study how to do this type of system. And so we think we're being frugal as we put this together. So far as explaining the system itself, the county auditors will maintain the official registration lists in their computer databases. As they make changes to their list, each day when they make a change, they will upload those changes to the state system so that any time we will have a current list statewide of both the active and inactive registered voters in the state of South Dakota. This system will be somewhat internet-based in that the transactions between the county and the state will be over the internet. The counties will have the ability to query the state system. So if I go in to register and I don't know if I'm registered elsewhere in the state and need to cancel in another county, the auditor can check that statewide list and find out if I need to fill out a cancellation card also. We think that's a real benefit. The statewide list will be available for the Secretary of State's office to produce lists or CD-ROMs or floppy disks of the registered voters for those folks that would wish to purchase such. The Secretary of State has rulemaking authority in this bill to determine the distribution and fees and those type of things for distribution of the list. One of the other things that the system will do for the Secretary of State's office is we will be able to use this to identify potential duplicate registrations within the state. And it depends on who you talk to whether there are that many duplicates out there. Our lists are loaded with duplicates. I happen to be on the other side of the fence thinking we don't have a lot of them, but this will allow us to identify the ones that we do and take care of that potential situation. There are some other things the list will do in coming years that may allow us to save some money in the process of maintaining our registration list, and we look forward to that. From the county's end of this, this bill will provide a new computer terminal in each of the county auditor offices that will be hooked into the state network so it can communicate via the internet and email with the state for this particular system. All of the software that will be needed to run that computer efficiently and communicate with us will be provided with this, along with the obvious software that will actually hold the voter registration data. I mentioned the fact that this is going to be internet based, and I just want to make clear to everybody that this list of registered voters will not be available to the general public on the internet. Nobody has any intention of doing that. I happen to think that would be a bad idea. I will say I know other states use this type of list over the internet where a person can type in just their name and birth date and it would come back and tell you where your voting place is. And in the future, some of things like that may be possible, but we want to be very careful that we preserve, you know, addresses and social security numbers and that type of thing and not make that publicly available over the internet. The other thing that we will be providing with this is a county-level voter registration module, if you will. For those counties that may not have as current a voter registration computer database as they would like to, we'll provide them with one that they could use if they would like to upgrade to that, but they're not required to. And lastly, we certainly think this is going to provide for a little bit cleaner voter registration list, being able to check those duplicates and check a statewide list when a person comes in to register to see if they're registered elsewhere. We hope will provide just a little bit cleaner list for the people of the state. I'm going to turn it over now to Otto Dahl from BIT, who will explain some of the technical portions of this and the dollars and cents, and certainly be available for questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. And we would explain that BIT is the Bureau of Information and Technology.
And telecommunications. If the Madam Chair's permission, I'd like to hand out a fact sheet.
Please do.
As Chris was mentioning, there's really five areas of either equipment or services that have to be provided to get the voter registration centralized database repository up and running. As Chris mentioned, there needs to be personal computers with technology that allows them to be connected to the state's network. On that PC, there will be a requirement for several pieces of computer software, from the ability to do email, which you get through Microsoft Office, to antivirus software, which is a standard that the state always puts on all of its computing machines, to the ability to transfer files through the FTP product, to an internet browser, in this case being Microsoft's Explorer, which is the state standard, a digital certificate to identify that the counties are properly interacting with Secretary of State's database, is already available in the Secretary of State's office. And then finally, there's a communications program which will actually control the communication of data between the county's PC and the computing platform that holds the voter registration database. And finally, that PC has to be physically attached to the network in their buildings, and there is money in here for actually drawing a communications line if it does not already exist, and also to physically set this all up, connect everything up, make sure it works, etc. And that is what's termed the BIT system setup fees. The fourth area deals with the actual development, the programming of not only the state repository of voter registration, but also, as Chris mentioned, a system if the county wishes to use to input voter registration data online. And the final category of expense deals with the training that will be necessary with county personnel to ensure that they use the system effectively.
Thank you, Mr. Dole. We'll hold questions. Further proponents? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. If I might just speak briefly both on 1251 and 1252, I would like to start by commending Representative Kay Davis for her work on these issues. It truly was a bipartisan effort bringing together the leadership of both political parties in terms of the legislative leadership, the political leadership, the governor's office, and the Secretary of State's office. And I think at the end of the day, if we pass these bills out, we're going to have a better election system in South Dakota. And I think we've learned some very valuable lessons from 2000 and the experience of other states in terms of the difficulties that we can have in operating an election system. Our Y2K glitch turned out to be how we count ballots across the nation and how we operate our electoral system. We have always had good, clean elections in South Dakota. We've always tried to upgrade the technology and the way that we conduct our elections, and I think this is a major step forward into the 21st century. So I hope that you can see fit to support both 1251 and 1252. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Further proponents on House Bill 1252.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Rich Satgast, registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. I'm not going to go into great detail because I think the experts have given excellent testimony, but from our standpoint, from the counties and from the auditors, we support this legislation and urge you to support it as well.
Thank you, Mr. Satgast. Further proponents on House Bill 1252. Further proponents.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Dan Nelson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. My organization does not endorse candidates, but we do take positions on ballot issues, and there is where our interest comes from on this legislation. Representative Peterson mentioned how this issue is a good example of the reason for having accurate and the most up-to-date systems. As that situation went on down in Florida, I often was thankful that it wasn't South Dakota that was put up to that kind of scrutiny. But if we have a statewide voter registration system like this, we might be able to stand up better should that situation ever visit us. This legislature knows it's happened in legislative races where we had ties. We made changes in straight ticket voting as a result through this legislature. In light of what happened to somebody else this year, I think it's a good impetus for us to make those changes here in South Dakota. Our board of directors took special action to endorse this bill at their January 24th meeting, and as a result, I'm here to ask you to support the bill today. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, David Owen, South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Just to echo the comments of some others, I do see some students here, and so the old history teacher in me has got to bounce out real quickly. I always remember when reviewing the original structure in our Constitution about who's a voter, that they were talking about white males over the age of 21 who rarely left the county in which they worked. And of course, now we have everyone over the age of 18 eligible to vote. Everything I read says the initiative and referendum process is going to grow. We need to set the stage to have a modern electoral system to fit that broader profile, people that move around, and a higher use of these things, and this is a good start. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none, I'm going to take opponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1252? Opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to close to committee questions, but I would ask that we move the amendments. Chair is going to take House the amendment to 1252 FB rather than FA because I think it cleans up FA. So, Chair, if you understand the motion for approval, it would be on the amendment on 1252 FB. Chair would entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
It's been moved by Representative Hennies, seconded by Representative Klocek. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion 12, Amendment 1252 FB carries. We also have a second one that is not numbered. It's the one on page 3, line 20 over strike 50, on page 3, line 21 over strike 250,000, and insert 200,000. Chair would entertain a motion for approval of that. Representative Klocek moves. Representative Merchel seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The second amendment carries. We are now discussing House Bill 1252 as amended. Questions of the committee?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chris, can I ask you a few questions? Thank you. What's the time frame for implementation on this?
The bill specifically says that we need to have it up and running by January 1st, 2002. Obviously, the money will, there's no emergency clause, so the money will become available 1st of July, and so we will spend the next 6 to 9 months working things up and hopefully have it up and running by the first of the year.
Thank you. Follow-up?
Follow-up, Representative Hunhoff.
One other question, and that was on the basis of the cost estimate. At the bottom, it said it did not indicate what the initial cost would be at the county for setting this up. Has there been some discussion with counties so they have an idea of what they're looking at?
It was my understanding that that cost was part of the cost of the system, but I think maybe Otto can address that better than I can.
Mr. Dell, if quickly you could update the committee.
We just don't know what the, I would assume that it's very minimal amount of time for them to basically pull down and put on, for instance, a floppy disk, the data that they have and send that. In case they happen to have to make that run or what have you, obviously there's some minimal cost. And we didn't include it because we figured it was so minimal it wasn't worth including.
Thank you. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mr. Dahl, again, two very brief questions, if I might. One, why is it necessary to purchase a new computer for each county? I'm sure there must be existing PCs out there. Won't they work?
A couple of things. One, there may not be. It may not also be a computer that can handle the system that's put on it. And also, we wanted to ensure that in case they wanted to use this as a common device among many folks who were processing voter registration, that they would have that, not knowing their physical setup of whether their PCs were generally grouped or whether each individual had their own. We felt it necessary to ensure that they had the latitude to make use of this device solely for this purpose.
Follow-up question, Representative Hansen.
Yes, and the other question, maybe that answers, why is the reason that they need to be hardwired rather than just go through the telephone line on the regular Internet?
Two reasons. One is for performance, and also it's more secure because when it's connected to our network, that's a closed system versus coming in as a dial-up. And we prefer not to have dial into this system. As Chris was mentioning, this is not going to be available to the general public through the Internet. And so, therefore, we wanted to really make this a very secure channel of communication.
Thank you, Mr. Dell. Further questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Sexton.
Thank you. I move to pass.
Representative Sexton moves do pass on House Bill 1252 as amended. Representative Merchel seconds that motion. Discussion on the do pass motion. Hearing none. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Argon?
Aye.
Holbeck? Hemhoff?
Aye.
Kocher?
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Singstad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Kenny's?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 1252 goes to the floor with a unanimous vote. I would, we do need a title amendment.
So moved.
Been moved by Representative Klocek, seconded by Representative Hennies. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The bill's title is...